attention, please. The next metro.
Maybe green can just mean go ahead and stop talking, because I can't figure out how to switch it from right now. But welcome to the show. My weekend was, we went to the Illinois Rail Museum in Union and had a blast. Got some their first model trains there and saw a whole bunch of fun trains, like huge snowblowers and on trains. And it's a highly recommended. It's very close. It's about a half hour away from Cary. It's a non-for-profit, so you don't have to pretend your five-year-old's a two-year-old. Which I certainly did not do. And what else? Rainforest Cafe to celebrate my son's first birthday. So that was definitely exciting. It's a wild place to shop and eat, like they say. Actually, you can go there and get this one appetizer and be full after it. It's like a $20 appetizer. Just go in. $20, tip, you're out. So that's a pro tip. I added a Bluey. These are backup Blueys because we had there was an original set that included these four, and then there was another set that had these four, but they had like four or five others in there, of which I don't know the names of. But Bluey is a children's cartoon that is a lot. Before I had kids, I was telling myself it's going to be just Rugrats, Doug, Ah, Real Monsters. I'm like, I grew up on it. I'm fine. And then I started rewatching some of those, and I'm like, wow, that's a little. That's not how I remember it. I'm like, but then Bluey, I watched a few episodes of Bluey. It's like Seinfeld. Or no, not, well, I mean, it's hilarious. And it's like Bozo. If you remember Bozo, there's humor in there for the adult, but then also the humor is clean enough for the kids. So it has me laughing. Like, for instance, there's an episode they went to, it's called Flat Pack. I can't believe I know all this about Bluey. But it's probably the funniest joke in the whole series. It's like IKEA. It opens up with them coming back from IKEA, and they said, the guy says, I'm never going back there again. And then she says, oh, I liked it. Which is pretty much the conversation that Meredith and I have all the time. But then they're looking at the instructions, and there's a cartoon dog saying, do this and do that. Put cardboard down before you make it. And the dad, this guy says, I'm not taking advice from a cartoon dog. And it was just, it broke down the fourth wall. I thought that was hilarious. Yeah, so welcome after the weekend. Today is Monday. I have a clock in front of me. It's 4:50, and let's dive into it. The District 26 listening sessions, they have a referendum coming up. They are asking for your vote. If you want to find out more information about it, it's October 18th, October 21st, and October 30th. This referendum, they're adamant that it's not going to raise taxes. It's going to result in safer schools and infrastructure improvements. They have District 26 Say Yes on Facebook. So if you look up that on Facebook, you can get more information. They have myths and facts. I did not see this in the Cary Water Bill, but I am waiting for it. So you can go on there and, like, for instance, taxes will increase with the District 26 referendum. If the referendum passes, that's a myth. And then the fact, due to District 26 paying off previous bonds early, taxes will decrease. So thank you to the people at the wheel for being responsible and looking out for the best interests of our kids. And if you want more information, check that out. The footing for McHenry is actually right next to the DMV in Woodstock, which we all know how to drive to with our eyes closed. So you can easily find where you can vote early. I know that there's some early voting places that open in the area as the election closes, but if you want to lock it in early, that's the place to go. A few things on the ballot, kind of heavy-duty things. It's a Daily Herald said lawmakers in Illinois are asking for voters to weigh in on three hot-button issues on their ballots this year: election interference, income taxes, and reproductive health care. And I gave you right here on the should any candidate appearing on the Illinois ballot for federal, state, or local office be subject to civil penalties and the candidate interfere if the candidate interferes or attempts to interfere with an election worker's official duties. I kind of thought about, I'll leave this on the screen so you can read it. When I read that one, that's kind of like a fireworks sign. If you go to a fire, I went to a fireworks stand somewhere in another state, and it says, do not light fireworks in parking lot. And that's one of those signs that you know that somebody, it's in response to somebody actually doing that. So that one sounds like it's in response to something that happened. And then the other two, should Illinois Constitution be amended to create an additional 3% tax on income greater than $1 million for the purpose of dedicating funds raised to property tax relief? And then the third one is, should all medically appropriate assisted reproductive treatments, including but not limited to vitro fertilization, be covered by any health insurance plan in Illinois that provides coverage for pregnancy benefits without limitation on the number of treatments? So that's kind of heavy-duty stuff, and I thought I'd throw it on there so you can go in with your shoulders back, standing tall, knowing what you're voting for. Kerry Grove won an exciting game. It was they won by with a two-point conversion. So congratulations to Kerry Grove. And the Kerry Grove Trojan Tennis, the girls' tennis, they knocked it out of the park too. Nice group effort there. Three Oaks School, that's a school near dear to my heart. I went there from kindergarten through sixth grade, and I can take you to the exact spot where I waited for school on my first day. And I want to thank the PTO for and all the volunteers for raising the money and putting in a new playground for the kids. I just passed it, and it looks great. So nice to have some fresh equipment there for kids. Kerry Consolidated School District 26 Institute Day was all about learning. Staff explored the DESSA social emotional screener. ELA SEVES and the ELA STEM music and PE teams gathered for curriculum mapping. Professionals focused on building stronger connections with students and learning de-escalation strategies. De-escalation is huge. When I worked at the hospital, we took courses on, it's called Crucial Conversations. And you can completely avoid a situation from, I want to say escalating, but you can actually. The McHenry County Conservation District, they grow up so fast. Check out these juvenile wood ducks, or mallards, photographed as duckling this year and now. So before and after, they grow up fast. Kerry Dairy has some scary cakes for pickup and or custom order. The Crystal Lake Park District, I thought I'd put this in there because we all pass by the Racquet Club, and much like me, I went in maybe a handful of times, but most people just pass by it and don't know what's in there. But this is a look in there, so you now know what's in that building. So if you want to play winter tennis, which I've talked about, you don't have to play in the snow. Northwest Herald, village and city boards have only so much power over development plans as long as they follow the rules are followed. The developer right that is being exercised by the resident disapproved truck expansion in Crystal Lake. So that's right there, off of Three Oaks, right past Stryker. They've been moving along for a while. I threw that in there because I printed out that article and I wanted to read an excerpt from it. It mentioned Kerry. It says Kerry School District 26 was close to filing a lawsuit against the Village of Kerry for its rezoning denial that blocked the district from building a new transportation center at the former Maplewood School property. Before the lawsuit got to courts, the district and village were able to come to an agreement that led to the village buying the property for $5.5 million of your tax dollars. So I'm gonna put this one. I have this packet. I'm gonna put a show together, diving into doing a somewhat deep dive into the history of that property, and kind of bring you nothing but the facts, Jack, on that. And just kind of see what's going on with the back and forth with that, and how they came to a resolution, and how maybe it could have some resources and stuff could have been used differently instead of getting red taped and back and forth and stuff. So we'll do a deep dive on that and see if everybody's playing nice in the sandbox. Join the Fox River Grove Firefighters Association on Saturday, October 19th for their annual Haunted Forest event. This event will be held on the soccer fields at Algonquin Road School, 5:30 p.m. to 9. Be prepared to be scared. That's scary. So thank you to the firefighters in Fox River Grove and Cary, and to the police as well. Daily Herald. Crews continue to work on a $1.2 million project to remove the Carpentersville Dam Tuesday, October 9th. The reason why I put this in there is because it's having effects on the water flow up and downstream. So you might, if you live near the water, you might see some different flow rate, or the water might just change, you know, might take a shorter path all like directly. So to make it you know, water goes where it wants to go. Daily Herald, this article spoke about how the Aqua Illinois, which is a contracted water service that takes care of a lot of municipalities in the area, are considering a rate hike. And I put that in there to give thanks to the Cary Public Works. My understanding, there's my old man telephone ringer going off. Let's check on Bigfoot real quick. Yeah, he's still out there. So I wanted to give thanks to Cary Public Works because it's my understanding that all that is done in-house. It's not contracted out. So as of right now, we're not taking a look at the rate hike that Aqua Illinois is putting through. So shout out to the Cary Public Works. Thank you for what you do. Lake and McHenry County Scanner, the Jelly Belly manufacturing plant in North Chicago, has permanently closed as of Friday, after over 110 years in operation. That reminded me of the Linnell Cookie Factory. If you're a fan of the pinwheel cookie, we just recently got for like an event that we were having, cookies from Walmart, they tasted exactly like the Linnell cookies that you would get from Chicago, like the pinwheels and stuff. It seems like the same exact ingredients, baking process. So if you want to throw back for your taste buds, check those out. This Illinois School Network, Illinois community says goodbye to a historic 101-year-old school building. We're going to be going through that as a community. There's a lot of folks in this town that are excited for new stuff happening at the Maplewood property, but there's also some folks that are disappointed to see that property go through a transition. So I hope to see some sort of closure or dedication, and I'm sure that will happen if that gets off the ground before other stuff happens. And then the largest flying, I watched this with my kids, Meredith, myself, the kids, because you see on, you know, the moon landing, everybody huddled around the TV. So wanted to make it like an event like that to, I'm going through puberty, make it an event, a family event like that to where, we'll have that to share with as space travel progresses, which is doing so very rapidly. It's the most powerful craft ever launched and heaviest. They sent it up. That right there is they're referred to as chopsticks. That is the booster that holds the fuel, and that came back down and they caught it. So those chopsticks, as time progresses, those chopsticks would lift that, move it to the side, set it down, refuel, and then lift it back up, set it back down, and then payload would be put on top, making for a rapid relaunch. And then eBay. Close with eBay. That seems like a going trend. Wooden nickel. I don't think anybody's accepting wooden nickels in the area, but there's a 1982 Carry Days wooden nickel. Carry Days has been on off over the last few years, and it's changed locations. But if you'd like to be an owner of a Carry Days wooden nickel, I thought that was kind of clever how they put the Carry and Days together. Yeah, that's what I got for you today. And tomorrow or the next day, we'll have a show tomorrow and every weekday. Trying to get a set time so you guys can tune in live. Scheduled, but what's nice is that, you know, you'll always know that there's a consolidated area to get events. If you'd like to send in your pictures of Carry, you may send them to voicescarry@proton.me. That's voicescarry@proton.me. M as in Mary, E as in Edward. And you can send in anything. You can send in, that's a secure email. So you can send in photos. You can send in, you can send in photos. You can send in anything if you're not a fan of social media and you don't want to hop on the Facebooks and do Carry Grove chat, I don't blame you. So send it to us on email, and I will mention it live on air and show pictures too. Thank you for joining me today, the Blueies. This podcast exists for you, so concerning. So we gotta take a look at that and dive in. But go hug your kids, say hi to your neighbor, get involved, go to one of the listening sessions for District 26, ask questions, And thank you for joining me. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Reach for the sky.
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right, your toys.
Play nice.